You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's Wednesday already. Can you believe that? Isn't that awesome?
It is.
That's just awesomeness.
It is.
That's a ball full of awesome.
It's more awesome for you because you didn't work Monday.
I did not work Monday. I'm paying for it today, though. I am.
You always pay for it on a Thursday.
Way behind. Yep. It's like, Hey, some random facts for you today.
What was that again? Like what?
I could never do that again. The concept for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air came from a music manager named Benny Medina, who grew up poor in East L.A., became friends with a rich kid from Beverly Hills, and moved in with the family.
Oh.
How lucky for Benny.
Did he move into the pool house?
I don't know. Yeah, I wonder.
Huh?
Steven Spielberg bought the rights to Jurassic Park just a few hours before James Cameron tried to get them. Can you imagine?
Ooh.
Wow. Cameron says if he'd made the movie, it had been, quote, nastier. Much nastier. It was pretty nasty to begin with.
It's still scary.
It's not real, but it scares me. No, I know. But it's,
the kitchen scene just gets me, man.
Ooh. Ah. The reason there's a top 40 for songs is because, and I know this one, of Jukebox in the 50s held exactly 40 songs.
Oh.
And Todd Storer, a station owner in Oklahoma, was the one who noticed it. And he mentioned it to his buddy, and ergo, Top 40 Radio.
And the rest?
It's Boss Radio history.
There you go.
All right, it's time for the Who Cares News this morning. Nothing historic about this, but when is it? Ever.
When? Yeah, right.
But it is what it is. What's going on today?
Well, Ben Affleck must have forgotten about Batman and Geely.
That was him and J-Lo. Yeah. They were Bennifer then.
Yes.
This was when they were
the Bennifer. Original Bennifer.
The original Bennifer.
In a new interview, he says his divorce from Jennifer Garner is...
Yeah?
The biggest regret of my life.
You know what? Hey, Ben, you betcha. You betcha, buddy. I wonder if she's still seeing that guy, that John Miller guy. We never hear about that.
Was he the hamburger guy?
No, he was the burger guy. I think I saw one of his burger joints somewhere on the highway.
Was it Cali Burger?
Yeah, Cali Burger. I think I saw it on the way to Vegas one time or something. I don't know.
I think it's fictional.
I do too. Fictional.
So Ben admitted that his failing marriage led to his relapse into alcohol abuse.
Ah, well, yeah. Blame it on the divorce. I think he was on his way.
That was part of the failing marriage reason.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And then I guess he just drank more.
Speaking of the pool house, you know, he was sleeping out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he says...
Oops, a nanny, all that. Come on now. Ben. Maybe they were having problems long before we ever knew.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
So he says what happened was that he started drinking more and more when his marriage was falling apart.
Okay.
So then he went to rehab and abruptly quit the Batman movies.
Wait. He went to Jack in the Box first, then he went to rehab.
Yes, but he's been to rehab more than once.
Well, the last time
that
we know of. Then he quit the Batman movies.
Yes. He says he was afraid of a relapse. He said,
over the Batman
movies? Yeah. So he said, I showed somebody the script, and they
said... Have you seen the Batman movies? Yeah, I probably would be...
And they said, quote... I think the script is good. I also think you'll drink yourself to death if you go through what you just went through again. Unquote.
Look, here's the deal. And I mean, I don't think there's anybody that would disagree with me. They've done a better job doing the Marvel Cinematic Universe than they have the DC. Now, I know those are fighting words among some people.
It's been far more successful, that's for sure.
Decent Batman was Christian Bale. Mm-hmm. And before that, they were already diluting the gene pool on bat people. Because, I got to this point where after Val Kilmer, I said to myself, anybody can put on the damn cowl and play Batman.
And anybody has.
Ergo, Ben Affleck.
And George Clooney.
The George Clooney Batman was a little scary for me because it just was stupid. Just
stupid. There was several Batmans.
You know what makes a good Batman? the kid who played Bruce Wayne in Gotham. And he's a kid. Mm-hmm. The last season of that show.
I would have liked to have seen that go on.
I wish they would have kept that going.
Just to let him transition, people.
Plus, what's this guy? Come on. Ben McKenzie? Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who played...
he was in the OC.
Yeah, Commissioner Gordon. Yeah.
I thought he was really good in that.
All right. Well, anyway.
All right. So, enough with the bat people.
Enough.
Harrison Ford admits he eats a really boring diet these days.
Harrison Ford would have probably made a good Batman about 30 years ago.
Actually, he probably would.
Yeah, he probably would have. I don't know.
But can you imagine him saying, I'm Batman?
I could see him getting confused over roles. Hey, Chewie. Robin. They're getting ready to do Indiana Jones 5.
Uh-huh.
Indiana Jones 4 was questionable.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That was a questionable movie.
Yeah.
So, hey, Steven, I'm talking about Spielberg.
Can we call it Indiana Jones 4 and just forget that the fourth one was made? And maybe this can be a do-over?
Let's do a do-over, even though Indy's like older than Sean Connery was in 3.
And I don't think we're going to be seeing Sean Connery in it.
Nobody's seeing Sean Connery.
No.
Sad.
No. Sad. 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 Sad emoji.
Anyway.
So his back to his really boring diet.
Boring diet.
It's keeping him pretty spry at the age of 77.
Can you believe he's 77?
Man, him and Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Oh, man. Clint Eastwood.
Them's the men.
Interesting that you see Clint Eastwood once in a while on Ellen,
not
where
near
Ellen
as much
will
anymore.
Wander through his office at Warner Brothers. Yeah. He's got an office.
Yes.
And the squirrels come in and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, how cool is that?
So,
anyway.
Harrison Ford was on Ellen yesterday.
Oh, speaking of.
And he said.
Uh-huh.
I'm eating practically nothing. I ate vegetables and fish. He also said he's cut out meat and dairy. And he added, I just decided I was tired of eating meat. And I know
does
it's not really good for the planet.
Does that happen?
And it's not really good for me.
At 77? Is that what I get to look forward to at 77? I'm going to get tired
of
eating
meat. That was his choice.
But
maybe
he was tired of eating meat.
He's Harrison Ford. He can get tired of whatever he wants to.
I'm never tired of eating meat.
You'll be eating meat. You'll be gasping for your last breath saying, give me a taco.
I know, right? I'm so depressed now.
You'll probably choke on a taco. That might be your demise.
That will probably be my demise.
Or a donut.
Or both. A taco donut. All right. You know who else is probably not a meat eater? And that's Halle Berry. I'm just thinking she probably is a vegan. We'll need to look that up. Can you get back to me on that?
I'll do that.
And while you're at that, you know, have her come by swing by the show. Just
sure.
Have her swing by. She can co-host with us for a week. Uh-huh. Just like it used to be on the Mike Douglas show. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
She can be co-host. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolity and maybe a co-host. Who knows?
See, if she comes by, I won't have a seat.
Nope.
And
see ya.
That's all the news you could care less if she'll have me doing push-ups.
Yep.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.